This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Somebody has got to make up their minds. Oh my gosh, I'm sick of this. So, you know, now we have a study saying too much sleep is linked to greater risk of disease or death. We have been told for the past 2-3 years that if we don't get enough sleep, we're going to die. So then we start to up the amount of sleep, and then they say, well, too much sleep, you could die. So what the hell do they want us to do? Now, I was taught in medical school, and I've taught you guys anywhere between 7 to 9 hours. I'm good with that. So let's see what happens here. Okay, so there was a study published in the European Heart Journal. And they looked at data from 21 countries across 7 regions. And the research team found that people sleeping more than the recommended upper limit of 8 hours. Eight? Where did they come up with 8? Increased their risk of major cardiovascular events like stroke and heart failure, as well as death by up to 41%. Wait, I thought it was always 7 to 9. Now, this could be in Europe, it's 6 to 8. I don't think 6 hours of sleep is appropriate. So I'm going with 7 to 9. And if they don't like it, they could, you know, all right. But there's a possible reason for why they think, you know, people that sleep too much is because maybe they have underlying conditions causing them to sleep longer. And then, so maybe it's like, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Are you just going to sleep longer and then you're killing yourself? Or is it you have some conditions where, like, let's say obstructive sleep apnea, where you don't really get good oxygen, so you're kind of in the middle of the night, and so you're really not getting restful sleep, so your body isn't quick to wake up in the morning. So you end up sleeping in a couple extra hours, making it look like you sleep more hours. That might explain some of this. So the team, led by Chuangxi Wang, a PhD student at McMaster and Peking Union Medical College in China, also identified a risk of among daytime nappers. Now, I love napping. I love napping. You know, I mean, if it's the weekend and I'm tired, give me my pillow. Right? Put on my jammies. I love putting on my jammies during the day. I just do. All right, then the dog jumps on the bed. The two of the cats jump on the bed. And then one starts to clean themselves. I'm like, are you kidding me? Let me go sleep. And then I get to take a little nap. Yeah, one cat has now started to sit on my face. And we're not talking, you know, chest and paws. We're talking butt and cloaca. I mean, on my face. So I'm having a harder time sleeping. But I remember a couple years ago I reported to you guys. You guys don't remember because you don't pay attention to my show. And I really need to give you guys a pop quiz. Oh, I got to give you guys a pop quiz. Yeah, I have not given you guys a pop quiz in a long time. Start taking notes. But there was a study that came out a couple years ago saying diabetes has been linked to naps. Those who take daytime naps are more at risk for diabetes. And I'm like, well, wait a second. Isn't a nap good? You know, taking a siesta, a lot of Europeans take naps. You know, I was in Israel, and many stores were closed from 12 to 2 because they would eat and take a nap. This was back in the 90s. And so, Israelis seem pretty healthy. So, they say daytime napping is associated with increased risk of major cardiovascular events and deaths in those with more than 6 hours of nighttime sleep, but not in those sleeping less than 6 hours a night. And those who underslept, a daytime nap seemed to compensate for the lack of sleep at night and mitigate the risks. So what they're saying is if you don't get enough sleep, you're at risk for cardiovascular event and death. But if you take a nap, that helps. But if you are already getting enough sleep and then taking a nap, then that's bad. Are you guys following? I'm not. So previous studies on this topic were mainly carried out in North America, Europe, and Japan. This study now brings out a global picture. Now, they say the findings are observational, meaning the cause of this association remains unknown. And they say even though the findings were very interesting and they can't prove cause and effect, so what does that mean? Well, what it means is you can't take a bunch of people, tell them to go sleep, and see if they get heart. You can't do that. But what you can do is look at people who had heart disease or stroke and go, are you a napper? How many hours of sleep do you sleep? Be accurate. And then you get that data, and then you can see trends. And if you see that the majority of the people with heart attack and stroke didn't get enough sleep or slept too much, you can say, there's an association. So most of us sleep under 6 hours a night. If I'm in bed by midnight and I wake up at 6, I'm lucky. I try to go to bed early, but it doesn't always happen. And again, I want you guys to shoot for 7 to 9. But according to this study, they say having less sleep under 6 hours was shown to increase heart and stroke risk by 9% compared to those who slept the recommended 6 to 8. But they thought that really wasn't a significant finding. In 2014, they said 35.2% of American adults reported not getting enough sleep with less than 7 hours per night. Well, duh. So, what did they do? They looked at 21 different countries. They looked at 116,000 adults between the ages of 35 and 70. They followed them on an average of 7.8 years. The team found that for every 1,000 people sleeping the recommended amount, 7.8% developed cardiac disease and died. But if you slept fewer than 6, rose to 9.4. So for those sleeping 8 to 9 hours, 8.4% developed heart disease. If you slept 9 to 10, it went up to 10.4. Those sleeping more than 10 hours went up to 14.8. So what they said is that equates to an increase in risk of 5%, 17%, and 41% respectively than if you slept the recommended hours. So some of you guys are like, well, what the hell am I supposed to do? All right, well, what it means is with any of these studies, because I know they're really driving you guys crazy, keep tabs or keep an eye on what you're doing in daily life. Keep an eye on the carbs you're eating. Keep an eye on the nuts and the vegetables. I mean, you know, just pay attention. And then with your sleep, pay attention. I think the people who over nitpick have issues, but the majority of people that have health problems, they're the ones that blow things off. Your body is not on autopilot like you think. So pay attention to your sleep, pay attention to what you eat, pay attention to your exercise, and pay attention to your poop. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the Smart Blood Pressure Tracker.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Tuning in 1-877-DOC-BALI. All right. So, guys, remember cafeteria food? Yeah, I do. By the way, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for you all to fix your radios. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, cafeteria workers get a lot of shade, unfortunately, from students and from even faculty. I rarely saw faculty eat our lunch. But I remember when I was young, I remember there was a couple faculty members. And it would stand out because, one, they were taller than the rest of us. But they would be joking around with cafeteria lady. Now, cafeteria lady never smiled. Cafeteria lady always had attitude. And I don't think I ever saw cafeteria lady's teeth. And so when a faculty member would come up, And you could tell, here's the thing, I got to be honest with you, it wasn't that I'm looking around and see the faculty member, you know, stand up there. It's, I would be, you know, trying to balance my milk and, you know, the sloppy Joe meat that got slammed onto my tray and was starting to drip off, and I'm trying to find a napkin, and the napkins were those little square things that unfolded and they wouldn't absorb nothing, and all of a sudden while I'm trying to, you know, navigate and you know, negotiate what the hell was going on my, you know, plastic lunch tray that had sharp plastic edges because they were old and nobody replaced them, I would hear in the background a, ha, 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 ha. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's that? Mom? Ha, 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 ha. What's that? And it would be cafeteria lady laughing. I was like, I never heard that laugh. That laugh scared the hell out of us kids. And we're like, whoa, cafeteria lady's in a good mood. Maybe she'll actually serve the food correctly. And the reason why is because there'd be a faculty, a teacher, male most of the time, up there asking for his eats. And I noticed that when she would serve him his eats or, you know, his lunch, his food, the sloppy Joe would be just perfectly blotted and aliquoted onto a bun, and the bun was round and didn't have pieces missing off or mold infestations on it. And I would look, I would wait and watch the teacher, because there was never any place for me to sit. Kids wouldn't let me sit next to them, right? You know, because I had a big mouth. And I would see, you know, the teacher go down the line. He got to take cuts and pass to go get his fork and knife. And I would see, I mean, his tray looked like something you would see in a McDonald's commercial. And then he would look at me sternly. And I'm like, well, you know what? She forgot my applesauce. So if she's in a good mood because Mr. Smith just made her laugh, I'm going to go get my applesauce. And all of a sudden, her smile turns into a frown. What do you want? Can I have my applesauce? No, that's just for teachers. Oh. So Mr. Smith got applesauce and I didn't. And so class warfare would break out, you know, in certain subtle tones, you know, in the cafeteria room. And it just made lunchtime not as fun as I think it should have been. But unfortunately, it was never, unfortunately, it's gotten worse. Apparently, there's a cafeteria worker, and I believe this is in Kentucky, who's been diagnosed with hepatitis A, and she works at John G. Carlisle Elementary School. That's according to a news release from Northern Kentucky Health Department. And they say that the employee was likely working while contagious. This is being reported by WCPO News Cincinnati. WCPO in Cincinnati. No? Okay, all right. So anyway, the health department officials said Carlisle Elementary staff were made aware of the diagnosis and encouraged to immediately get vaccinated against the virus. Students and their family members who ate cafeteria food. Students and their family members who ate cafeteria food between November 13th and December 3rd should also be vaccinated if they have not been already. But they say the likelihood of that is low. Kentucky school children were required by law to receive the vaccinations before the start of 2018 school year in order to attend. Yeah, I had to get my hepatitis vaccine, we're talking about hepatitis A, before I could become a healthcare worker. So we had to get our shots. Yeah. So healthcare workers spent Tuesday night sanitizing the school, throwing away food items that the infected worker had touched. According to Northern Kentucky Health Department Representative Steve Devine, it was an exercise in extreme caution rather than a response to a severe threat. An investigation found workers in the school had followed proper sanitation protocol prior to the single employee's diagnosis. So they say the risk is low, you know, but the co-workers definitely need to get the shots. We don't know where the exposure is going to come from tomorrow. So Northern Kentucky has already seen 208 cases of hepatitis A since the beginning of 2018. Kentucky as a whole has seen more than 2,800. So the vaccine is a two-pronged vaccine, basically. Not in terms of two prongs, in terms of needles. But you get the shots 6 months apart. So you get one, then you come back 6 months later and get the second one. And so anybody that thinks they've been exposed to hepatitis A needs to make sure they always use soap and water. Make sure that any after they go to the bathroom, they wash their hands. And don't touch other people's food without using a glove. That's if you think you've been exposed. And hepatitis A can include nausea, vomiting, fever, feeling sick, abdominal pain, abdominal cramps, diarrhea, bloating, jaundice, yellow skin, etc. Okay? Plus, when you wash your hands, you have to wash your hands under the fingernails. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's a picture going viral. It's kind of cute. Apparently, there's a seal that got an eel stuck up its nose. You guys, I just have to talk about this. The Hawaiian Monk Seal Research Program posted a photo to social media of a monk seal spotted with an eel in its nose. The program wrote, "We have reported on this phenomenon before, which was first noted a few years back. We have now found juvenile seals with eels stuck in their noses on multiple occasions. Now, luckily, the affected seals are fine. The eels get removed, but the eels usually do not make it." Hmm. Now, what I did, and I don't want to be in trouble trying false identity, but I've been noticing in the news that a lot of times stars will post a picture of themselves makeup-free. And you know you made it big when somebody wants to see your makeup-free photo. Well, I'm not ready for you guys to see me makeup-free. So what I did do, guilty as charged, is I put this Hawaiian monk seal picture with the eel up its nose as my makeup-free picture. I hope my fans buy it. I appreciate it. And I don't get in trouble. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's a two-year-old who needs a rare blood type to save her life, and there is now a worldwide search. Zainab Mughal was diagnosed with a neuroblastoma 2 months ago. But her family believes the tumor, which is in her stomach, has been growing for at least 10 months. They now need to help her blood supply. And the daughter's diagnosis obviously was the worst thing they've expected, but her red blood cells are missing a common antigen known as Indian B. The antigen is so common that it's really hard to find blood donors who lack that antigen. The blood is even harder to find because donors must have blood types O or A and be 100% of Indian, Iranian, or Pakistani descent. They say less than 4% of the world's population has the blood type that Zainab needs to undergo treatment, and she will be needing frequent blood transfusions. None of Zainab's family have turned out to be matches. Now, One Blood, love One Blood, big fans of theirs, just like Vitalin and American Red Cross, these guys, I mean, they stock our hospitals. They have located three matches, one in the United Kingdom near London, one with the help of the American Rare Donor Program. All three have since sent blood. But here's the thing, I just donated blood, and you can only donate blood no more frequently than once every 6 weeks. So if you do find one person, that's not enough. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News.
Dad could relate to people from all walks of life. He was an empathetic man. He valued character over pedigree. And he was no cynic. He looked for the good in each person, and he usually found it.
President George Bush speaking at the state funeral for his father, former President George H.W. Bush. Bush 43 continued with the last conversation he had with his father.
Last Friday, when I was told he had minutes to live, I called him. The guy answered the phone, said, I think he can hear you, but he hadn't said anything for most of the day. I said, Dad, I love you, and you've been a wonderful father. And the last words he would ever say on earth were, I love you too.
For more news, you can find us on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When pros go to the Home Depot, they want to get what they need quickly and get back to the job. That's why pros count on the Home Depot's free in-store pickup. Online orders, ready in as little as 2 hours to grab the moment they arrive. That saves time. Pro Extra members save even more with exclusive offers and benefits. Time-saving free in-store pickup, extra benefits, and exclusive offers for Pro Extra members. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Not without makeup. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, I really like that photo of me. I think I'm going to post more makeup-free photos. I just think it's a smart thing to do. I'm a little bit on a high because I have some really good students. And the other day, five of my students came in. And they baked me a pie. It is like a Thai pie. It looks like sweet potato, but it's not. It was just delicious. I don't know what it was. They also got me like a bottle of wine. They had a picture of me and them, and they made a little card, and they just made me feel so good. And so, you know, I gotta find out what the name of that pie is, because it is like so delicious, and I gotta get the recipe. But I don't know, it was just really, really nice to know that, you know, I think students, a lot of times will pretend to like you because, you know, you're their teacher and they think you have control over their grade. And so what I've done since day one is, not tell them they're getting all A's or honors. No. I tried that, but they know I don't know they have power. But I tell them, look, I have no control over your grade. So that already filters out the kiss-ups, right? The suck-ups. But when they really do, you know, like you, but on top of that bring you food, you know you've done good. So sorry if I'm in a good mood. Somebody who's not in a good mood is this woman who claimed she lost her eye after a parasite got stuck between her contact lens during a shower. This woman is Belgian, and she said she lost her right eye because she took a shower and a parasite got stuck between her eye and the contact lens. Petra van Kamphout recently told the Daily Mail, and this has been reported by Fox News, that the alleged incident occurred 3 years ago when she was on vacation. The woman said she was infected with an acanthamoeba parasite. This caused her to develop a keratitis. Keratitis is a rare but serious eye infection of the eye that could cause permanent visual impairment or blindness. Destroys the cornea. But she didn't have symptoms at first. So what happened is it must have gotten in there from the water source, got on the eyes, and then it started to probably, you know, brew a little bit and burrow and do what it needs to do. And then her eye became red and painful. She said, I had a party in the evening and my eye hurt a bit. So I immediately took out my contact lens and threw it away. The next day, my eye was red and even more painful. So she went and sought medical attention at Antwerp University Hospital. Doctors discovered there was a parasite in the cornea of her right eye. The cornea is the outer layer. They couldn't remove it at first. They said, actually, unsuccessful attempts ended up leading to the removal of her eye. So, acanthamoeba keratitis is common in people who wear contact lenses. Those who shower or swim while wearing them are most at risk. And acanthamoeba can be found in tap water, swimming pools, even heating and air conditioning units. This is rare. I was a contact lens wearer. I knew of this thing happening, but I mean, thank God it didn't. You know, I would do 36-hour shifts, right, and I would wear the contacts the whole time. And that was really bad. Really, you know, you go back and you think, but I didn't take a shower in 36 hours. You couldn't. You know, so maybe that's what saved my eyes. But unfortunately, the infection causes eye pain, redness, blurred vision, with the sensation of something in the eye. And they say each year, an estimated 45 people in Belgium are infected with the parasite. Not necessarily with the eye. So what happened is the eye was removed, and then the pain was gone. She wore an eye patch for 3 years, and then she was fitted for a prosthetic eye. To lose an eye over something as simple as taking a shower with your contact lenses reminds us that your water may not be clean. Your water is not sterile. And to not wear contact lenses when you shower. So the CDC recommends removing contact lenses before shower, swimming, soaking in a hot tub, and also making sure that you clean them and change them thoroughly. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so Facebook, Lord have mercy. Facebook allegedly offered advertisers special access to users' data and activities. So that is according to documents released by British lawmakers. And Mark Zuckerberg is not going to be getting off easy for this one. From what we understand, they want to take him off the name of the San Francisco hospital, which he donated to. A key British lawmaker alleged today that Facebook maintained whitelisting agreements that gave select companies preferential access to valuable user data several years ago, offering insight into how the company balanced concerns about user privacy. Damian Collins, chairman of the British Parliamentary Committee, led this wide-ranging investigation to Facebook and Cambridge Analytica, and et cetera. And so they released a summary of their findings drawn from documents from a lawsuit against the social network, along with more than 200 pages of documents, many of them labeled confidential. So this echoes a key claim from a lawsuit which was filed by an app developer in California court. Now, Facebook has long said it does not sell user data. On Wednesday, they denied that it used its data as a bargaining chip in exchange for advertising and other concessions. That's what the app developer 643 has alleged in its suit. So the documents released in Britain are part of a larger trove which long have been sealed in the lawsuit. And this kind of gives us a glimpse into, you know, why Facebook was able to, for free, give us all these years of, you know, social activity and news and games and all that, right? You know, money had to come from somewhere. And again, this is all alleged. I'm not, you know, accusing them. But user privacy was a big deal. Now, some of the companies mentioned in the newly released documents include Airbnb, Netflix, World Bank of Canada, Lyft, Tinder, and Badoo. So, a series of emails from October 2012 revealed Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg's keen interest in figuring out how to extract revenue from Facebook's trove of user data. That's according to Washington Post. And this is what the app developers relied on. They go, there's a big question on where we get revenue from. Without limiting distribution or access to friends who use this app, I don't think we have any way to get developers to pay us at all besides offering payments and ad networks. So, these private statements appear to contradict the stance he had long maintained publicly, that the app's developer access was open and free. So now he's kind of admitting in these statements that they found, these emails, that no, they know that there's got to be some tit for tat. So, you know, for me, I always question anything that was free. You know? So I knew that if I was going to be able to access Facebook and do stuff, that, you know, these ads, they were getting money. And then I knew something was up when ads were targeting me. So when I would start seeing stool softener ads and hemorrhoid pillows and plus size bras. Did I tell you guys how scary that was? I was, you know, covering the election results and I had my laptop. And while I'm watching the election results, I posted this on Facebook and Twitter. An ad came up for like a triple F bra. And I'm like, whoa, wait, what? Bras ranging in size from D to triple F. And I'm like, wait a second, how do they know I'm not a B cup? No, the camera is, my camera in my studio isn't. No. Oh, there you go. So, I mean, obviously somebody, you know, knows me. Somebody has either watched me or they've seen me shop, but I was kind of taken aback with that one. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse Anti-Aging Skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
Alive. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Again, we say goodbye to President George H.W. Bush, who died this week at the age of 94 in his home in Houston. Such moving words we heard from his son, George W. Bush. And George H.W. Bush, the more you hear about things about him, it just such a wonderful man. He was one of the presidents that a lot of people didn't really talk about or cover as much because there was so much going on, you know, with the aftermath of Reagan, and then came Clinton, and with Bush being a one-term president, he just, I don't think, got a lot of the credit that he deserved. And, one thing that stands out that I remember from George Bush was Saturday Night Live. Now, Saturday Night Live is getting harder to watch. Some of their skits are funny, but they're really mean politically. And they used to be just, like, funny and, you know, satirical. And so, you know, Chevy Chase would, you know, parody, you know, President Ford, you know, that whole Christmas tree, you know, decorate the Christmas tree and then falling over or whatever. And, you know, they would do a lot of Jimmy Carter and Rosalind Carter. And, you know, so they would, you know, they would always, you know, parody the presidents. And I believe George Bush was the first one where Dana Carvey is up there doing a skit and making these, you know, doing his voice and making these weird sounds. I don't remember what he said, but it was something like, goody goo goo, or something like that. Not goody goo goo like Eddie Murphy did in Delirious, but whatever. And what I found was hilarious was all of a sudden panning in from the Oval Office was George H.W. Bush, President Bush. And, he, you know, this was back in the 90s, and he's like, you know, Dana, I don't do that. And Dana Carvey would pretend to be looking all shocked and embarrassed, right? And the president's like, I don't make those sounds. Where are you getting goody, good, good, good? I don't make those sounds. What are you talking about? What are you doing? And, you know, Dana Carvey, sorry, sir. Yes, sir. And I thought that was hilarious. And I thought that was really cool because George H.W. Bush was not really looked upon as Ronald. You know, it's hard to take over in Ronald Reagan's shadow. And Ronald Reagan was really personable and, you know, and, by the way, not only was Ronald Reagan handsome, but, you know, George H.W. Bush, you know, when you see his military pictures and him, a handsome guy. I mean, you know, all of them, I think, you know, looked pretty good. But, you know, that was kind of a tough act to follow. And so I was in medical school at the time, and during the whole, you know, George Bush era, we were worried. Well, I was actually, no, I wasn't medical school. I was an undergrad. And so we were worried about the Gulf War, Persian Gulf War, the whole Scud missiles. You know, there was kind of a lot going on, and it just wasn't, you know, one of our better times. I believe we were still dealing with, you know, economic issues. And again, so he, I think, got a lot of shade and didn't seem to get the attention that he really deserved or the time that maybe he needed to do what he needed to do. And again, you have two terms with Reagan. Then he comes in after 12 years. Yeah, Clinton's going to take over. Clinton's going to come in. And it was just a new era, and we were coming into the, you know, so I you know, and then end of the 90s, and then came Bush. So one thing, though, that really kind of struck me in one of these stories with George Bush is for the Secret Service, George Bush would never leave Washington from what I'm hearing on Christmas Eve, so it would allow Secret Service to be able to be home with the families. And I thought that's pretty cool because, you know, a lot of presidents could be like, all right, we're going to Hawaii or we're going to Europe or we're going to whatever. And so I thought that was really, really, really cool. And so, you know, the more we hear with his, you know, passing and, you know, and his eulogy and, you know, with him, you know, with all he went through and losing a 3-year-old daughter and, you know, being married to the same woman for, what was it, 40, 50 years? You know, and loving Barbara and, you know, I don't know everything about him, but to me, he seems like he was a fantastic man. Man of faith, good soul, and so, you know, when you lose a president, you not only lose, you know, a legacy and whatever, and a lot that he did that might he might not have gotten recognized for, you lose a piece of history, and you actually lose a piece of yourself. You know, any time somebody from your past that had a significant impact dies, you lose a piece of yourself. You know, like Michael Jackson. Yeah, I was asked the other day, why did everybody, I mean, you know, Michael Jackson, some people are haters and, you know, a lot of the issues that he had with his Neverland and the kids and things like that. And I'm like, I took that really hard. I took Michael Jackson's passing hard. I took Robin Williams' passing hard. George Michael. And I think the reason why is it takes part of you with it. It takes a little bit of that past. And so, you know, when you see people that were significant in your past go, it is hard. And so, you know, whether you like the person or not, whether you agree with them politically or not, We did lose a little bit of ourselves with the passing of George H.W. Bush. May you rest in peace. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is interesting. Australian researchers develop a 10-minute cancer test. Now, my guess is the charge per minute is going to be high, but at least we got it down to 10 minutes. And apparently, they claim, according to CNN, that this could detect the presence of cancer cells anywhere in the human body. They say the test was developed after researchers from the University of Queensland found that cancer forms a unique DNA structure when placed in water. The test works by identifying the presence of that structure, a discovery which could help detect cancer in humans far earlier than current methods. And that is pretty early, if it's 10 minutes. Discovering that cancerous DNA molecules formed entirely different 3D nanostructures from normal circulating DNA allows it to stand out. So it allowed them to get this new approach to detect cancer non-invasively in any tissue type, including blood. But, you know, once you identify this new shape, this is according to Professor Matt Trow in a statement, so it led to the creation of an inexpensive and portable detection device that could eventually be used as a diagnostic tool, even with a mobile phone. Whoa. Okay, this is really exciting stuff. So scientists worldwide, they said, have been working on ways to identify cancer earlier. And early detection is known to increase the success rate of therapeutic treatment. So earlier this year, researchers from Johns Hopkins University in the U.S. announced they developed this blood test called CancerSeek, S-E-E-K. So it screens for 8 common cancer types. So they look for cancer proteins and gene mutations in blood samples. So how it works is they looked at 200 tissue and blood samples, and they detected cancerous cells with 90% accuracy. So it could be used on breast, prostate, GI cancer, and lymphoma. But they also think that if it could work on this, then it could be adjusted to used and replicated for others. So, as you know, cancer starts to change the DNA of healthy cells. Why? Because the healthy cell has DNA programming to be healthy and do a job. Cancer screws that up. Particularly, they say, in the distribution of molecules known as methyl groups. So, the test detects the altered pattern when placed in a solution such as water. They used a high-resolution microscope. They saw the cancerous DNA fragments in a three-dimensional glob. And that's different to what normal tissue DNA look like in water. And the test used gold particles, and gold particles would bind with the cancer-affected DNA. That also affects molecular behavior, so it made visible color changes. So that is pretty cool, pretty smart, and, I mean, this is where, you know, scientific awards need to go. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.